Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
strong in the power of my. Put on the whole armor of the fire, that we may be able to stand quietly before. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The property in the woods where people have come to join the Grand Dragon Stephen Howard for what they call a cross lighting.
America is at turmoil, and we're lighting crosses to let people know that America is at turmoil right now.
This Klansman, who asked we not show his face for fear he'd be fired from his job,
trolls.
But you're wearing the robes of traditional terrorists, of traditional haters.
That's just the outlook that they want to give you. That ain't true. Not everybody would like that.
So you think this is what a good Christian man does?
Yeah, this is our Christianity. I mean, that's just plain and simple.
So you think this is what a good Christian man does?
Yeah, this is our Christianity.
Traditional haters.
That's just the outlook that they want to give you. That ain't true. Not everybody would like that.
So you think this is what a good Christian man does?
Yeah, this is our Christianity.
Traditional haters.
That's just the outlook that they want to give you. That ain't true. Not everybody would like that.
So you think this is what a good Christian man does?
Yeah, this is our Christianity. I mean, that's just plain and simple.
Traditional haters.
That's just the outlook that they want to give you. That ain't true. Not everybody would like that.
So you think this is what a good Christian man does?
Yeah, this is our Christianity. I mean, that's just plain and simple.
Traditional haters.
That's just the outlook that they want to give you. That ain't true. Not everybody would like that.
So you think this is what a good Christian man does?
Yeah, this is our Christianity. I mean, that's just plain and simple.
Man does.
Yeah, this is our Christianity. I mean, that's just plain and simple.
Our people are nowhere related.
Saw during our time with them suggests otherwise.
Black people and white people are nowhere related.
But what we heard and saw during our time with them suggests otherwise.
Black people and white people are nowhere related.
In my opinion, I'm with 530. We are taking a closer look at an old black town in Georgia called Osterville.
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about this on social media for the last few years. If you haven't heard of it, it's probably because it no longer exists. It's buried under Lake Lanier. Another lad, Latasha Gibbons, has more. When we started working on this story, we set out to track down descendants of Osterville, weeks later, we found a family who could trace back their roots four generations. They shared with us stories that were handed down about what the all-black town was like, including the night that led to its destruction. It was set on fire by night riders after they say a white woman was raped. Then later, it was covered by the body
the
of
night
riders we now know as Lake Lanier. Nate Crow is buried here at this Gainesville cemetery, but the trail of destruction following her death stretches into the land surrounding Forsyth County, buried beneath these waves of Lake Lanier, where in 1912 nearly every black resident was forced out. That includes people living in an old black town called Oscarville. The community was formed in the late 1800s during the Reconstruction era.
There was a very strong community feeling among the black. 300 kids, children, that went to some of the schools that were the black schools, and it was closely connected to the churches.
Georgia history teacher Lisa Crosby says Oscarville was a thriving black community, full of carpenters, wordsmiths, and bricklayers. The farming was the top trade.
So they really had kind of a miraculous farming growth here while the rest of the state was really struggling.
But then residents were abruptly forced off their land.
And the flashpoint, I think, is 1912.
This takes us back to the death of Nate Crow. The 19-year-old white woman was found dead in the woods near Oscarville, presumably after being raped.
Typically, the answer to white girls being raped was go to the black community and just start blaming people.
By nightfall, terror began to reign over Oscarville.
So from there, the rage and hatred in the community, mobs got together and they were having night riders, and they were riding throughout Oscarville and driving out the black community.
And the nights were deadly. They were waking up by fires outside, fire bombs thrown in the church.
Filmmaker Bob Mackie recaptures those horrific nights in an upcoming television series.
Anytime anything happened, guess where everyone would go? To the church. Well, they attacked the church. People were hung, lynched.
Mackie's series features stories of direct descendants like George Rucker, who can trace his family back four generations to Oscarville. He tells the story of his great-grandfather, Bert Oliver, and the entire family being forced off their land.
Night riders came through. They had to be very famous. The main thing they did was property. My grandfather had 100 acres.
Rucker says many relatives died as they tried to flee.
So when they got to the shed, which was really from what I understand, they were told, when the mob got up on them, the bridge, they were told that they had to swim or drown. Most of them didn't make it. My grandfather, one of them, didn't make it. He lost some brothers and sisters.
He says his relatives who survived settled in Gainesville.
But my mother told me, Mary Oliver, he was sitting and tell her this story, and he would just sit and cry.
Crosby says whites in the area took over the remaining properties. Says Oscarville farmers were specifically skilled in raising poultry, which set the pace for Gainesville eventually becoming poultry capital of the world.
You have a farm already going, and you had great land, so you just take it.
Rucker says his great-grandfather married his second wife, Beulah, and they built this school that still stands in Gainesville today. By the late 1950s, the Beaufort Dam was built, and Lake Lanier was formed, covering up Oscarville, swallowing most of its history. Many believe Lake Lanier is haunted because of the high number of drownings. We spoke to officials who tell us because there is an entire town that includes structures and even forest areas with trees that are 60 feet tall, it makes them more difficult to navigate through, and someone can easily become trapped in debris, leading them to drowning. We have so much more on this story on our website.
Next week in the federal hate crimes trial of Dylan Roof. Roof, who is white, is accused of shooting 9 black people to death last year at a Bible study meeting in a Charleston, South Carolina church. The 2-hour video recording was introduced as evidence on Friday. In it, Roof reveals his hatred of African Americans and his broader intentions when he barged into the Bible study group.
Welcome to
the trial.
I went to that church in Charleston.
We did what? We waited.
Themselves to slaughter. Mother Emanuel parishioners arriving for Bible study in June of 2015. In walked Dylan Roof. His fanny pack carried a 45 Glock pistol and 7 magazines loaded with hollow point bullets. The agent later asked, "Why did you do it?" Roof said, "I had to do it because somebody had to. Blacks are raping and killing white people on the streets every day. What I did is still minuscule to what they're doing to white people every day." Roof guessed he had killed 5 people, but it was 9. His rampage had targeted Mother Emanuel as an historic black church. Once inside, he opened fire when the faithful rose and closed their eyes in prayer. Then he cautiously left the church. His right hand still held the pistol. Roof told investigators, "I was in absolute awe that nobody was there. I peeked out the door and didn't see a cop. I kept the last magazine, not because I was going to shoot cops, but shoot myself."
I truly understand the harm that he did.
Malcolm Graham's sister, 54-year-old Cynthia Hurd, was murdered in the church they grew up in.
This was an attack on a race of people. An attack on the Christian church, an attack on humanity.
Of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name.
Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Live Yahuwah's Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio. Yahuwah's Ministry. I be your host by name, your Seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. We're doing a brand new series called Part 2, Exposing the Lies of the Christian, the Catholic Church, and the Latter-day Saints. Otherwise, we're going to kill 2 birds with 1 stone by just reading the Bible. Expose Part 2, exposing the lies of the Christian church, the Catholic church, because everything sprung that's on the left side from the Catholic church, according to the record. And the Latter-day Saints and the WCC and all the rest of Islam all come out from under of the Catholic Church and Christianity. All right, so we're going to get something going on part number two. Let's see who's coming on stage for tonight's episode. Take number two, exposing the lies of the Christian church and the Latter-day Saints. All right, let's see who's coming to stage for tonight's broadcast. Who's coming on stage? Oh, Young Lion is coming on stage. Young Lion, Brother Micaiah, up and coming teacher out of Camp 1. Y'all fly beat you there, see you right here. Brother Micaiah. What's wrong with his microphone there, WCC? Okay, I'll come back with him. Okay, I'll come back with him just a second then. All right, WCC said we got to clear the Young Lion's microphone, and we'll bring him on shortly. All right, another Young Lion up and coming teacher out of Camp 1. Brother Titus Israel. Brother Titus Israel, tribe of Yadav Judah, another one of them up-and-coming teachers out of Camp 1, Yahweh BJFC Radio. Well, that's two I ain't hearing. What's going on there, WCC? Something I'm doing wrong? I don't know. Let me try Mother. And let's see. Hey, Mother E, tribe of Yadav Judah, another mother out of Camp 1. Yahweh be with you there, see Ray.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel. Let's see, bro. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, there. Mother, I'm having a problem. I called on the Young Lions of Brother Titus and Micaiah Israel, and what I'm seeing, the WCC saying we got to straighten up their microphones, but you don't have no problem with your microphone. So I got one question for you, Mother. Do you hear those CN Grand sound? Do you hear me with no problem, Mother?
I hear you with no problem.
All right. Hallelujah. Well, and that's why we tell you now, Sister B.S., Judah Israel, get ready. Soon or later, you'll be calling on hollering that microphone now. So make sure you got it down pat and you just hit the floor running. Let me try them Young Lions one more time. Let's see. One more time, let's try them again. WCC saying, well, we have straightened up the microphone. Let's see. Brother Micaiah Israel, tribe of Yahweh Judah. Yahweh beat you, that's you right. Brother Micaiah Israel, tribe of Yahweh Judah. Yahweh beat you, that's you right. We still working on this microphone. Okay, let me try Brother Titus Israel then. Brother Titus Israel. Yahweh be with you there, see right. Well, I don't know. So mother it look like right now, Mother, is it's going to be you and I until they straighten up the microphones and them Young Lions. We got a memo saying the elder will be up late. So, Mother, it looks like it's going to be you and I right now until the WCC, World Council Church, straighten up the Young Lions microphone and take it off of M-U-T-E. I don't know. Okay. They tell me. Again. Let me try them again then. Okay, let's see. Let's try them again then. Let's try them again. Okay, let's see. Let's try them again. Brother Micaiah Israel, tribe of Yahweh Judah. Yahweh BJSC right. Brother Titus. Brother Titus, tribe of Yahweh Judah. Brother Titus, Yahweh be with you there, see you right. Mother, look at, there we doing our best to get the microphone ready. You have patience with us. told Mother E, and we know Mother Z is at a table, but Mother Z will tell you in a minute, I get in where I fit in anywhere I can. So that's a great thing, too. And that's what it's all about. Because, see, we not, understand one thing, the Six Anointed Camps, we not anti-anybody. We just pro-Voices of a True Israelite, but we not anti-anybody. We have not a hape of bone in our body concerning anybody, because we know what the Bible's saying. So, Mother, look down at Luke chapter 12, verse 12, and let's see if we get something going on until we get the okay that the young lion's microphones have been cleared up and the mute sign is taken off of their microphones. So, Mother E, what can we read out of Luke chapter 12, verse 12? What can we read there, Mother?
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit. And we're doing a series called Part 2, Exposing the Lies of the Christian Church. And we got a lot of memos behind this and the Latter-day Saints. See, we're not anti-anybody. We just pro-Voices of the True Israelite. Now, Mother, understand our position. Let's see what we can read on understanding our position in Jeremiah 28, verse number 8. Let's open up at Jeremiah 28, verse 8 there, Mother. And we wait on the okay from the Latter-day Saints and the WCC to unlock the microphones of them two young lions, and then we can bring them on and help share some of this teaching on Part 2. So, Jeremiah 28, verse 8, Mother. Help the old see out. Let's get something going on, Mother. Come on.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 28, verse 8. The seer that have been before me and before thee of old prophesied both against many countries and against great kingdoms of war and of evil and of pestilence.
Mm-hmm. So Jeremiah says that all the seers that were before him, they prophesied of famine, wars, pestilence, diseases, and all type of things. He said that is the job of a seer, is to forewarn his peoples on what going to befall them if they don't change their ways. So Jeremiah was put in the same position as we are today. We only prophesize on things to come and show you how to protect yourself in time to come. So we're not anti-anybody. We're just pro-Voices of the True Israelites to do what we got to do in a serious position is to forewarn you. And how we going to forewarn you, Mother? How we going to forewarn you in 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 27? How is we going to do it, Mother? Let's see how we going to do it that we can read. We're going to 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 27. How do we forewarn the people today? Let's see what it says in 1 Samuel 9, 27.
The book of 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 27. And as they were going down to the end of the city, Samuel said to Saul, "Bid the servant pass on before us." And he passed on. "But stand you still a while, that I may show thee the words of Yahweh."
So, understand, when we go on the network, all we're going to show you is what, mother? Hey, mother, all we're going to do is show you what, according to 927. And that's it. And that's it. Precept that to 1 Kings 17:24, mother. 1 Kings 17:24. So all we're going to present to you is just says this Bible. And if it falls not in your favor, we're not here to please the over 800,000. We're here to please our mighty one. And what we give you, and we ain't anti-anybody. We're going to give you the book fans, and we, not only that, and once we hear it read, we'll break down that verse, what it's saying. Because we have learned how to read, but not comprehend. Because here's the point. We can have all the greatest worldly trophies, trophies and all type of, I need a word. We have all kind of degrees, every direction. But to have all these degrees, then, and we will ignore what it says in 2 verse 3. Read that one time. Hold it, put a marker right there. Just read 2 verse 3. We got all these degrees on the wall. We got professional jobs. But how do we have all these degrees and then we can't see what it says in 2 verse 3? What it say that, mother?
Okay. The book of Genesis. Chapter 2, verse 3. The book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 3. And Yahweh blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which Yahweh created and made.
So, mother, what day is the Bible blessed day, mother?
The seventh day.
That is the Bible blessed day. So the Bible blessed day is the seventh day. When the sun set on Friday to the sun set on Saturday. That is the Bible blessed day. Now, we get a lot of mail. We get a lot of hate mail messages too come in. But that's the blessed day. We got to call it the way we see it. Let me go back to the network of WCC. Said they on straighten up the Young Lions microphone. Let's see. Let's find out if they're telling me factual. See, we have removed the MUTE off of the Young Lions microphone. Bud Micaiah, Travel Yacht Dot Judah, Yacht Live Beach, that's the radio. Brother Titus, Tribe of Yahdah Judah, Yahweh Bujah S.E. Royer.
Yahweh bless you there, Seer Israel of Seed Royer. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, Brother Micaiah, Tribe of Yahdah Judah, Yahweh Bujah there, Brother Micaiah. Well, Seer, we got one right. Wait, we'll straighten this microphone up shortly. Oh, okay. Well, 1 out of 2. Okay, well, I hear you. 1 out of 2. All right. So, Brother Titus.
Yes, sir.
What can we read out of Isaiah 62, 6 down to verse 12? See, Isaiah 62, it makes a profound statement, and we want to take a look at what it says in Isaiah 62, 6 down to verse 12. What it said that we can read? Isaiah 62, 6 down to verse 12. What did it say there? Young Lion, Brother Titus Israel, come on.
The book of Isaiah the Seer, chapter 62, verse 6 to 12. Isaiah 62, verse 6. I have set watchmen upon your walls, O Yada, which shall never hold their peace, day nor night. Ye that make mention of Yahweh, keep not silent. Verse 7. And give them no rest to establish until he make Yadah Judah a praise in the earth. Verse 8. Yahweh has sworn by his right hand and by the arm of his strength. Surely I will no more give you corn to be meat for your enemies, and the sons of the stranger shall not drink your wine for which you have labored. Verse 9. But they that have gathered it shall eat it and praise Yahweh, and they that have brought it together shall drink it in the court of my righteousness. Verse 10. Go through the gate, prepare thee the way of the people. Cast up highway. Gather out the stone, lift up a standard for the people. Verse 11. Behold, Yahweh proclaimed unto the end of the world, say you to the daughter of Yadah, Judah, behold, your salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. Verse 12. And they should call him the righteous people, the redeemed of Yahweh. And you should be called, sought out, a city, not forsaken. Yahweh.
We get messages every direction coming in. I don't know what's going on. All right, Brother Titus, did you finish that message up?
Yes, sir.
Okay. But if those fear is put on hold, you have to start holding down. You know, this is like, you know, back in school they had what you call the fire drill, although it never was a fire. But they always prepare you for a fire drill. So now if you hear those fear, you don't hear his voice, then you got to start talking to y'all, huh? You got to start talking if you don't hear the seer's voice. Because that evidently, you be clear that the big stations have cut in on my microphone and have told me something. But the program is supposed to go on. So, let's see. Is Brother Micaiah, if microphone is ready to go. Brother Micaiah Israel, tribe of Yahweh, Yahweh be there, see you right.
Yahweh bless you there, dear Israel. Oh, see, Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right, there, young man. Well, that's what we saying. You know, if the microphone be, if Hosea is no longer talking, you know, one of them young lions will just grab the microphone and keep it going, because evidently, you know, if the seer ain't talking, you know, somebody don't miss this microphone out because of Hallelujah, well. So now, we seem like we got things in order right now. So we found out that, read verse 7 again, Brother Titus. Read verse 7 again, verse 7. Isaiah 62, verse 7. Brother Titus, Isaiah 62, verse 7. Hey, pick that up, Brother McCall, pick that verse up.
Okay, we're going over to the book of Isaiah chapter 62, and we want, you say verse number 7, right? Verse number 7 reads, and give him no rest till he establish, and till he make Yahdah Judah a praise in the earth.
So, said earlier, we not anti anybody, but if you, and the elders, the teachers, once you stand this word as thou, what do the Bible tell us to do according to what we can read in Isaiah 62, verse 7? Yeah, again, that young lion. What the Bible says we got to do, we supposed to do?
Give in the book of Isaiah 62, verse 7, and give him no rest till he is fast, until he make Yahdah Judah a praise in the earth.
You see, we ain't supposed to give you no rest.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we give you rest, that means the Almighty going to play this way. The six and on account.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing, we want some more pigs. We want some pigs off of us and
mm-hmm.
put rightfully where they belong. So we got the option. If we act like and get on the phone, he gonna put them plagues back on the six and on the camps. But if we preach the Bible, teach the Bible, then he gonna take the plagues off of us and put them on where they belong. So I think I'd rather do it this way and hear all the hate mail and everything else come in and knowing I got my mighty one right. So, I leave it like that. So look what it reads in the book of Sirach, chapter 10, verse 1, there, young lion. What can we read out of Sirach, chapter 10, verse 1?
Going over to the book of Sirach, chapter 10, and picking up at verse number 1. Verse number 1 reads, a wise seer will instruct his people, and the government of a prudent man is well ordered.
He said, a wise seer will instruct his people. See, what, like the series we on right now. We on part 2, exposing the lies of the Christian church and the Latter-day Saints. So, but how are we going to expose what we're going to read the Bible? And you just tell me what you think. But our job is to put it out there, because that's what the series is all about. So, what it says in Sirach 37:23 there, young lion.
The book of
Sirach. 21 down to verse. Sirach.
Okay.
37:21 down to verse 23.
The book of Sirach, chapter 37, verse 21 down to verse 23. Verse 21. For grace is not given him from the Yahweh, because he is deprived of all wisdom. Verse 22. Another is wise to himself, and the fruits of understanding are commendable in his mouth. Verse 23. A wise seer instructed his people, and the fruits of his understanding faileth not.
You see that? So what he's saying, if if you got the goods, then you supposed to be able to go in the book and show where the seer or anyone of the 6 anointed camp is wrong. You supposed to produce your cause and show in the book. You don't have to slander or make statements, but why don't you go in the Bible and put on your case? And that's what we do. We go in the Bible and put on our case. See? We don't slander anybody. We're going to show what the Bible saying. And if we're wrong, then you show us what the Bible is not saying, what we read together. So Mother E, in Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 4, came down to verse 17. Hey, Mother E, you have to go see it out. Look at this. Then Brother Micaiah have me 2 Ezra chapter 15, 1 through 8, waiting on me. What can we read out of Jeremiah 30 verse 4? 15 down to verse 17.
Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17.
That's right.
Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 12. Verse 4 reads, and these are the words that the Yahweh spake concerning Israel. And concerning Yahdah Judah. Okay, I'll read that again. And these are the words that the Yahweh spake concerning Israel, the northern kingdom, and concerning Judah, the southern kingdom. Verse 15. Why cry thou for thy affection? Thy sorrow is incurable. For the multitude of thine iniquities, because thy sins were increased. I have done these things unto thee. Verse 16. Therefore all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them shall go into captivity, and they that follow thee shall be a fall, and all that prey upon thee will I yield for a prey. Verse 17. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, said the Yahweh, because they call thee an outcast, saying, this is Yahdah Judah, whom no man seeketh after.
He said, why are you crying about your situation? He said, I'm the one did this to you. He said, you didn't want to serve me. You didn't want to serve me. So you're going to serve everybody else. Huh? But he's going to turn your captivity to call you an outcast. I'm going to return you, but understand, you cannot get to me unless you hear my program that's in the Bible. That's the only way you can get to me. He says, the reason you're in trouble today, because what I got written, you don't pay no never mind. But once you turn back to what I got written, that's when the blessing and the healing is coming your way. That's what he meant, man. So something got to happen. See, it got to be shown clearly what young lion getting ready to read in the 15th chapter back in Ezra 2:8. Listen real good what the young lion getting ready to read. What you getting ready to read, young lion?
Okay, we're going over to the book of 2 Ezra. And we're going to pick it up at 2 Ezra chapter 15, verse 1, down to verse number 8. 2 Ezra chapter 15, verse 1 reads, behold, speak you in the ears of my people the words of prophecy, which I will put in your mouth, saith the Yahuwah. Verse 2, and cause them to be written in paper, for they are fruitful and true. Verse 3, fear not the imaginations against you. Let not the incredulity of them trouble you that speak against you. Verse 4, for all the unfaithful shall die in their unfaithfulness. Verse 5, behold, saith the Yahuwah, I will bring plagues upon the world, thus war, famine, death, and destruction. Verse 6, for wickedness hath exceedingly polluted the whole earth, and their hurtful works are fulfilled. Verse 7, therefore saith the Yahuwah. Verse 8, I will hold my tongue no more as touching their wickedness, which they profanely commit, neither will I suffer them in those days, and which they wickedly exercise themselves. Behold, the innocent and righteous blood cries unto me, and the souls of the just complain continually.
Here's a man saying, he said, they have ran their course, but you won't do right. He said, you don't cry to me. I hit you. But I don't care if I did it. People have to give it according to this Bible. So mothers in 14:9 of Numbers, a mother can help a child in 14:9. Let's say in 14:9.
Numbers chapter 14:9. Okay.
Yes.
The book of Numbers. The book of Numbers, chapter 14:9. Only rebel not ye against the Yahuwah, neither fear ye the people.
Hold on, I'm gonna look at it real carefully. Look at 14:9 of Numbers real carefully. What it say? Look at it real. 14:9. What it say, Moses?
Numbers 14:9. Only rebel not you against Yahuwah, neither fear you the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Yahuwah is with us. Fear them not.
Don't rebel. He said, when the seer bring you information, don't rebel against what you read. You know, don't rebel. He said, they are bread for you. Only when you keeping what the Bible is telling you to keep.
Mm-hmm.
He says if time is for the Catholic Church and the Latter-day Saints to be revealed about all the lies they have told you. Mm-hmm. The time is now. But if you don't say nothing, then I'm going to get you. Because you've been put in his days. Let's get a precept on that, young line. Give me Esther chapter 4, verse 12 down to verse 14. Listen good. See, if a ministry is put together last to reveal the time is short, it's time for us to make a decision according to the Bible, not a decision according to what a man have taught you. Examine what that man has said and see do the Bible supports it. That's all. And that's what we're trying to do with your teaching. If you say, I've been a Latter-day Saint all of my life. I've been a Christian all my life, a Roman Catholic Church all your life. That means told you it's supposed to stand up. when the book is open up. Huh? It's supposed to stand up. But suppose it jumps up. It's up to you to make a power decision, not a fleshly decision. That's up to you. See, we're going to show what the Bible says. And we ain't anti-anybody. But we got to do our job. It's like when somebody, when they come, like the U.S. Marshals, they come to get you. They say, well, you know, we're not anti-you, but we got a piece of paper saying we got to come to you. We don't care what, when we find you, our job is to bring you in. I mean, don't hold nothing against me. I've got paperwork just how I get my check. I got to bring you in. Huh? And we're going to bring you in. Same thing.
Hallelujah.
Word of all must be fulfilled, because now if the Catholic Church flies, then you ain't going to hear nothing. If the Latter-day Saints ain't lied to you, you ain't going to hear nothing. But those that have lied to you, you going to hear something? It's up to you. So what you reading there, young line?
We're going over to the book of Esther, chapter 4. We're reading verse 12, 13, and verse 14. The book of Esther, chapter 4, verse 12 reads, and they told to Mordecai Esther's words. 13. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, think not with yourself that you shall escape in the king's house more than all Yada Jews. Verse 14. For if you altogether hold your peace at this time, then should their enlargement and deliverance arise to Yada Judah from another place. But you in your father's house shall be.
Yeah. He says, don't think because you got a big position that when it jumps off, whatever position you in and you ignore that you in this time to do this man's business, and all this, and your greatest defeat will be the closest one to you. I mean, your loved one's going to give you all the fight you want. They'll say, what? You've been a Latter-day Saint and a Roman Catholic Christian all your life. Where you getting this stuff from? The Bible. And that's why you have to be able to, when they say, where you getting this from, you got to go in the Bible and say, my sister, my brother, let's read what this book's saying, not what we've been told. Now, can we do that? Let me run back and see if Brother Titus' microphone been taken off of mute. Oh, fear, his microphone is back off of mute. Brother Titus, Yahweh be with you there. Well, microphone ain't off of mute yet. Well, we still working on Titus' microphone. Stand by.
Hallelujah.
What? What? Your radio station, so we'll stand by. But now, here go a case in point. Now, yesterday, we finally showed that if you miss a lesson, you miss a lot. So you clear when you see the word do, properly, it means Judah. So with that understanding, we took care of that word. When you see the word Jew in your Bible, it don't mean Jewish or Judaism religion. It means Judah. We kick each other and take one. They're good. Now, we left off on something in 1 Chronicles 9:1, and we're going to show you something. It's up to you to look at what the Bible says, and then you better catch propaganda yourself. Malachi, when we look at 1 Chronicles 9:1, listen to what the Bible says. 1 Chronicles 9:1 says what?
The book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 9, picking up at verse number 1. Verse number 1 reads, "So all Israel were reckoned by genealogy, and behold, they were written in the book of the kings of Israel in Yadah-Judah, who were carried away to Babylon for their transgression."
All Israel was reckoned by genealogy.
Mm-hmm.
So when you talking about Israel, they are reckoned by genealogy. That's good. And Mother E, tell me what these Israelites got going for themselves if it come to their mind in 49:28. If they apply this, what do Genesis 49:28 says? And then we come back with Brother Micaiah and show you what they have did right before your eyes, and I wonder would you be able to catch this after Mother read 49:28 of Genesis. But Mother E, and 49:28 of Genesis.
Genesis chapter 49, verse 28. Verse 28 reads, "All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is it that their fathers spake unto them and blessed them, every one according to his blessing, he blessed them."
So, all the 12 tribes of Israel is upon a blessing. Now, tell me if you're a member of the Catholic Church or you're a member of the Latter-day Saints, have you ever heard that verse read? Have you ever read that the blessing is over the head of the 12 tribes of Israel? Now, count the years that you've been in the Catholic Church or the Latter-day Saints. Have any minister ever told you that before you paid your tithes or after you paid your tithes? Have you ever told you that? Be honest. No. I didn't told you that. And we read it again. Now, we read it. All Israel was carried to Babylon. Southern kingdom, northern kingdom. They went to Babylon. Now, we just going to precept the Bible and look at the word that they're going to put on the children of Israel, the Israelites. Now, remember, they went to Babylon, right? Now we're going to 1 Peter 5, verse 3. Now look what they call the children of the book, the children of Israel. And 1 Peter 5:13. Watch this. Come on, that young lion.
All right. We're going over there to the book of 1 Peter. I'm going to pick it up at chapter 5. We're going to pick it up at verse number 13. The book of 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse number 13 reads, "The church that is at Babylon, elected together with you, salute you, and so do Mark, my son."
You see that? Now, we went to 1 Peter 5:13. Now, he just called the whole 12 tribes of Israel the church. Now, first of all, churches are buildings. We're talking peoples. So they eliminate you to trace your way back and call you the church. And once you bid on being the church, then you can't find your way, because the church, that can take you anywhere, any direction. But if you would have brought back, I salute the whole congregation of children of Israel that was at Babylon, then you've been, you know. But You didn't call them that. You eliminate their name and put the word church there. But you didn't just stop there. So Peter Pullet, read that, mother. Look what they got ready. Peter Pullet in Acts 7:38. See, remember, Christ was his people. When you see this word church, it don't cost out a people. Now, you don't give a second witness. Read the way you see it, mother, in Acts chapter 7, verse 38.
The book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 38. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the minister spirit, which speak to him in the Mount Sinai, and with our Father who received the living
office. The Lord is all. This is he that was with the church in the wilderness. But see what they did? They left room to investigate. The church is in the wilderness, right? They left the key word for you to go back and say, well, Mr. Pastor, I'm going to pay you my tithes and my free will offers. But who is this church in the wilderness? Because that's not genealogy. It's available. So who is this church in the wilderness? Back up, Brother Micaiah. In Exodus 17, verse 1. Let's go investigate it. Let's go investigate who is in the wilderness. Is it a church in the wilderness? We're going to investigate it. Since you say the church was in the wilderness, what church was in the wilderness? Was it the Latter-day Saints? Was it a Catholic church in the wilderness? Who was in the wilderness? Let's go read. 17, verse 1. Brother Micaiah, come on.
We're going over to the book of Exodus, chapter 17, verse number 1. The book of Exodus, chapter 17, verse number 1 reads, and all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin.
So who was in the wilderness was, again, all the congregation of the children of Israel. It was no church in no wilderness, Mr. You have eliminated the children of Israel and put that pagan name on it called the church. You see what you did? Now you call the Catholic Church. Now you call the Latter-day Saints Church. You eliminated the children of Israel. The people of the book. A wise seer would instruct his people that who was in the wilderness was your forefathers and mothers, you 12 tribes of the children of Israel. And when you preach at Young Lion in the 14th chapter of Joshua, you get a precept on it. 14 verse 10. Let's see what he said that was back there. What did he say that was in the wilderness? Let's see what he say. The Catholic Church was in the wilderness, or the Latter-day Saints was in the wilderness. Joshua 14, verse 10. Who was in the wilderness that we can read? Come on.
Going over to the book of Joshua, chapter 14, verse number 10. Verse 10 reads, and now, behold, the Yahweh had kept alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Yahweh spake his word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness.
Ain't that? You see who was in the wilderness? It wasn't no church in no wilderness. Church is a pagan, it's polluted word for the whole congregation of the children of Israel. So when we bring it to you at the table, then everybody want to tie and fellow the six anointed camps. Why? Our job is, if we don't bring it to you, he going to continue to pray it up. I'm tired of being played.
Hallelujah.
I want to see a couple good days. How about you?
Hallelujah.
I know Yahweh, don't you? And he can take it off you, but he's going to tell you one day. You got to do right.
Look, so
let's read this word. Lose the bump and drum contest and sit sit down and say, well, now, in 2 Samuel, mother, in 1, 2, and 3, mother, can you have those say out? Now, watch this. In 2 Samuel, 23, 1, 2, and 3. Hey, mother, what can we read in 2 Samuel 23, 1, 2, and 3?
Okay. 2 Samuel, chapter 3, 1, 2, and 3. 2 Samuel.
23. Thank you, mother. Thank you, mother Z. 23, 1, 2, and 3. 23, 1, 2, and 3. You getting that, mother Z?
2 Samuel, chapter 23, verses 1, 2, and 3. Verse 1. Now these be the last words of David. David, the son of Jesse, said, and the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of the Yahweh of Jacob, Israel, who now you change Israel, and the sweet palm of Israel said, verse 2, the spirit of Yahweh speaketh by me, and his word was in my mouth, in my tongue. Verse 3, the Yahweh of Israel said, the rock of Israel speaketh to me, he that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of Yahweh the Father.
Mm-hmm. He said, if you're going to rule over man, you got to be just. You got to be just. And you got to have a fear of the Almighty over your head.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to preach that fear. You got to have a fear. He said, if you're a ruler, you got to be just. And you got to have a fear of Yahweh. Now, what's that supposed to mean, Brother Micaiah? Let's go to Sirach 19:19 to get the head formed up. What's that supposed to mean? He says, now, the spirit of the Almighty spoke by me. His words was in my tongue. He said, if you're in leadership, you got to be just. And you got to take the calling in the fear of your mighty one. What that supposed to mean? Sirach 19:19, what that means?
The book of Sirach, chapter 19, verse number 19. Verse 19 reads, the knowledge of the commandments of the Yahweh is the teaching of life. And they that do things that please him should receive the fruit of the tree of immorality.
Ain't that something? When you're teaching the commandments and the law, that's the tree of life. That's what the man saying. So when you come, you're supposed to teach what the Bible says. That's what no man on saying.
111
verse 10,
Brother Micaiah. All right. Going over to the book of Psalms. We'll pick it up at chapter 111, and we want verse number 10. The book of Psalms, chapter 111, verse number 10. Verse 10 reads, the fear of the Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise is endured forever.
So the only way you will have a good understanding without study backbiting, tail bearing, and want to go and take the old seer head and run into a tree or something. Take a look at the book. See what the seer is saying that we can't read together. We can read what the seer is saying. He said, if you want to understand him, the Almighty's work, you got to keep the commandment. You got to keep the law. But the Catholic Church, the Latter-day Saint Church, has told you, you ain't got to keep no law no more. All that's done away with. All that's done away with is coming. Not the two. Now, case in point. Now, case in point, let's go back. Now, David was speaking from the spirit of the Almighty. We're not going to go read Matthew 12, 31, 32, 36, 37. You can read on your own spare time. He said, if you blaspheme against the right of the spirit, you ain't got nothing coming in this world or the world to come. The man going to burn you in the fire. If the mental spirit say something, then cut it right there, and that's the end of it. That's written in Matthew 12, 31, 32, 36, 37. We ain't going to read that. So whatever David said from this point on, the righteous spirit is the one told that. And if you blaspheme against it, you ain't got nothing coming. According to Matthew 12, 31, 32, 36, 37. You got it? Good. Now, David is speaking from the mental spirit. Watch what he says in Psalms 22. 22 down to verse 25. What did he say, that Brother Micaiah? Psalms 22, 20, verse 25. What did he say?
All right. We're going over there to the book of Psalms. And we want to read chapter 22, verse 23 to 25.
Read verse 20, down to verse 25.
Okay, because I heard something. Okay, 22 down to 25. Okay, the book of Psalms, chapter 22. 22 down to verse 25. Verse 22 reads, I will declare your name unto my brother in the midst of the congregation where I praise you. 23, you that fear the Yahweh, praise him, all you the seed of Israel, glorify him and fear him. All you see of Israel. Verse 24. For he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted. Neither hath he hid his face from him. But when he cried unto him, he heard. Verse 25. My praise shall be of you in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him.
Ain't that something? You hear he said his brothers are children of Israel, the Israelites. That big talk. Y'all hear all that big talk? Now,
hallelujah. One.
Paul came on the scene in Galatians 1:16 for what reason? What did he come on the scene that we see? That's for verse 14 to 16 up, Brother Micaiah. Paul came on the scene. Now you heard what the angel told David to write. You got it? Good. Now, Paul for the thing. Let's see what Paul says that we can read in Galatians chapter 1, verse 14 down to verse 16. Hey, Brother Micaiah, what can we read that Paul was talking to the Galatians?
All right.
What did he say to them in 14 down to verse 16? What did he say to them?
Okay. We're going over to the book of Galatians, chapter 1. We want to read verse 14, 15, and verse 16. Verse 14, read. And profited in the Yada Judah way of life above many, my equals in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my father. Verse 15. But when it pleased Yahweh, who separated me from my mother's womb, and call me by his grace, verse 16, to reveal his son in me, that I might teach him among the heathen. Immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood.
He was raised from the womb. And he understood his calling after he got it, you know, got it, how they, you know, they beat him up real good. The Almighty beat him up real good in the ninth chapter of Acts. We're not going to read that. But once he got his head bumped long enough and lost his eyesight and everything, then he knew there was something bigger than this and what he was doing. Then he had to come clean. And see, this is what got to happen to those that have been hook, line, and sinker stuck in the Catholic Church and a lot of their saints. They have to come clean regardless of how much years they have, and they got to do the same thing Paul did. What did Paul do, Mother E, in 1:13 of the book of 1 Timothy? He found out 50 years, first member 40 years, 50 years, 60. He might have been a Latter-day Saint first member for 40 or 50 years. But look what Paul says that we can read in 1 Timothy 13. Hey, Mother, what can we read what Paul said in 1:13?
1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13. Who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and unjust, but I obtained it mercy because I did it ignorant and unbelief.
Hey, that's something. Give him the man. I came mercy. And grabbed me in the tank chapel. He ripped me off my donkey, hit me all in the mouth, blind my eyes, and told me go and get myself together. But I thought I was doing right. And this was going on today. We think we're doing right by in the Catholic Church. We think we're doing right by being in the Latter-day Saints. But Paul, greater learned, taught up on Galilean. Paul, but he had to come clean. He told the Galatians, but I done it in ignorance. I didn't know I was doing the work of saving the devil. But I know now. So it's up to you. So when people jump you about, he said, well, look here. Paul came clean. You greater than Paul? Paul said, I done it in ignorance. Huh? We're going to find out what he's talking about later. So we read, David said in Psalms 22:22-25, I declare the name of the Almighty to my brothers in the congregation, I praise thee. Now the Middle Spirit told him that. But now Paul was raised from the womb. Look what Paul, he going to pull that verse. But watch what the writer put in that saying Paul said, and you tell me, can you catch this? Go to Hebrews 2, verse 12. Now, in Psalms, young lion, in Psalms 22:22-25, he's talking to his brothers, the Israelites, in the congregation, what I praise thee. Mm-hmm. Now, Paul pulled that verse on the right side of the book. Now, the whole Psalms 22:22-25 in your hand, you flip over to Hebrews 2:12 and watch what happens. What do you say?
All right. You want me to go to Psalms first or you want me to go to Hebrews first?
Read some already. Read it already, young lion.
Okay. I know we read it. I know we want to go again at it.
25.
All
so
right.
Now we going to get it whole up by going to and look what they have put on this brother, the children of Israel, congregation of children of Israel. We're going to praise his name. Now look what was put on them in Hebrews 2:12.
All right. The book of Hebrews, chapter 2, verse number 12. Verse 12 reads, saying, I will declare your name unto my brethren in the midst of the church where I sang praise unto you.
You see that? You see it? Hey, Mother E, what they do, Mother E? What they just got to do? What they do? Right here. What they do in Hebrews 2:12? Mother E, what do they do?
They call the Israelites the church. They call, yeah, the brothers, the Israelites, the Chicago church.
Now you see that? And you got some that doctors, lawyers, all type of professionals, and can't see that. And he got jobs making seven figures, not six figures, seven figures. And they can't see that when you see the word church, you will remove the whole congregation of Israel. And they'll continue to call it the church. And they got degrees all over the wall. And they hook, line, and sinker is paying 10% of that $1 million. They have a chance to get whatever I catch coming in. First, I'm going to pull my 10% out and give it to them. And they, listen, Mr. Preacher, I'm going to give you your money. Mr. Pope, I'm going to give you your money. Mr. Latter-day Saint, I'm going to give you. Well, why can't you tell me that the word church means the congregation of the children of Israel? Why you hear that from me? Have not been a paper tie tail all these years? Why you hide this from me? See? Not only that, Paul says, but before Paul said it, Peter is the chief speaker of the nation of Israel, Brother Micaiah. Let me see. They say they'll clear up Brother Titus' microphone. Let's see. They say they'll clear his microphone up. Let me see. But every time, you know, Brother Titus, Yahweh be there, see right. Brother Titus, Yahweh be there, see right. Did you clear his microphone up? Mm-hmm. So, you still got his microphone down. Told me you don't clear it up, see? So now, Brother Micaiah. Now look what he says here in 1 Peter chapter 2, 21 and 22. What he said we can read all together. Peter is the chief speaker of the nation of Israel. What did he say that we can read? 1 Peter 2, 21 and 22.
All right. We're going over to the book of 1 Peter, chapter 2. We want to read verse 21 and verse 22. Verse 21 reads, "For even here unto where you call, because Yahweh the Son also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that you should follow his steps." Verse 22. "Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth."
He said he's supposed to follow his steps. He said now he done no guile, he done no sin. He said he left you an example for you to follow his steps. Whose steps are you following? He said he left you an example for you to follow his steps, right?
Hallelujah.
Now, when Paul was raised, what did Paul say in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, made it possible 2? Young line, what did Paul, remember, Paul was raised from the womb. Let's see if Paul deviates from anything we just got through here that the chief speaker of the nation of Israel said in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 1 and 2. What did it say that, young line?
All right. We're going over to the book of 1 Corinthians. We want chapter 11. We want to read verse 1 and verse number 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 1 reads, "Be you followers of me, even as I also am of Yahweh the Son." Verse 2. "Now I praise you, brother, that you remember me in all things and keep the ordinances as I delivered them to you."
Now, everybody, they love him some Paul now. But Paul says he just quoted the same thing that the Almighty said through Peter. "Be you followers of him." Mm-hmm. And he said the Almighty Son left us examples. Now, what examples did he leave that we can read? Young line, Acts not make it loop. You say he left you for examples, right? So let's go Pete says you left the word, he left examples. What's the example that the son left that we're supposed to follow, just like Paul followed? What the example is? Luke chapter 4, 14 out of 21. Young lion, Micaiah, come on.
All right. We're going over there to the book of Luke, and we want to read chapter 4. We're going to pick it up at verse number 14 down to verse 21. The book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 14 reads, and Yahweh the Son returns in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. Verse 15. And he taught in the temple, being glorified of all. Verse 16. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the temple on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. Verse 17, and there was delivered unto him the book of the seer Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. Verse 18, the Spirit of Yahweh is upon me, because he hath anointed me to teach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenminded, to teach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Verse 19, to teach the acceptable year of the Yahweh. Verse 20, and he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down, and the eyes of all them that were in the temple were fastened on him. Verse 21. He began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears.
He said, Peter says, you need to follow the example of what the son did. Now, you love to have the Lord God Jesus Christ coming out your mouth. The Lord God Jesus Christ, which is a pagan name for the four letters, the Son, went to worship in the temple on the Sabbath day. Friday night, Saturday night. You don't follow nothing in this Bible. You doing Sunday on both of these big organizations. The Catholic Church got a Sunday service, and the Latter-day Saints Church got a Sunday service. Is that right? Contrary to the Bible. See that? You see? It's contrary to the Bible. Let's see what Paul did. Let's go to 17 chapter 1 and 2. Now remember, the word Jew in the last lesson is mean Judah. So we can put the word Judah there instead of Jew. So if you remember, if you got the first tape, we broke down where you see the word Jew. It's polluted for Judah. You got it? Good. Because we're sitting the stage to take care of some business, but we got to lay the foundation the way the man wants to lay the foundation. So remember, every time you see the word Jew in the Bible, all the time, basically, it means Judah. That's the end of it.
Well.
It broke that. On tape one. So now, with that understanding, here come Paul. Raised from the womb. Let's see what he do. You love to quote Paul. Let's go see what he did. 17 chapter 1, 2, and 18, 4. And mother, hey, Mother E, tell me Acts 24, 14 waiting on me, and Acts 28, 23, and 31. I know Mother Z wrote it down, so she wrote it down. Now, in Acts 17, there, Brother Micaiah.
Oh, yeah, boy.
We love to quote Paul. This is going to be a pretty long, interesting series. We're going to challenge you to see following Paul on the way what he did, or you following Paul the way some man said he did. Paul can speak for himself. Let's see what he say. Acts 17, 1 and 2, what he say there on the online?
The book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 1 and verse number 2. Verse 1 reads, now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where was a temple of Yahdah Jewish. Verse 2. And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and 3 Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the scriptures.
You see that? Paul went out of Jerusalem and went all the way up here, up north. And he found a temple of Judah that was there. And he went and reasoned with them 3 Sabbath days in a row. Well, what did he do with the odd Sabbath day? Well, the odd Sabbath day, he kept Sunday, huh? In the WCC. The odd Sabbath day, he kept the Sunday. No. He cannot hold up by going to 18 verse 4. See, you can catch him, but you got to know how to catch him with the Bible open. 18 verse 4. Here goes your odd Sabbath day right here. 18 verse 4.
The book of Acts, chapter 18, verse number 4. Verse 4 reads, and he reasoned in the temple every Sabbath and persuaded Yahdah Judah and the 10 northern tribes.
Is it that? There go your odd Sabbath day. He sprung his life on the Sabbath day. That was his odd Sabbath day. See, now you got busted in the ministry again. But see if we can cut you off. Well, I know. I know you can cut me off. But you see that? We found out that you love to quote Paul, but you don't do nothing Paul said. You love to quote our Lord Jesus Christ, you don't do nothing he said. See that? And what two big religions got the compass grip on you? The Catholic Church and the Latter-day Saints Church. They got the service. They got the members. You know? And the only thing they got right in the whole Bible is paying tithes. Huh? And that's why they love all the professionals. Because when you pay tithes with them 7-8 figures, so when your tithes come in after you make 6-7 figures, you know, that's why they got so much stuff going on. That's why they got no mixed match chairs in their place. Because when you pay your tithe on everything you get your hand on what you make, that's why they love, you like the 12 apostles, disciples in the Latter-day Saints. I got records from one of them, all 12 of them. Every last one of them is a professional. And they all pay tithes. Boy, look at their position. They judges, they this. And they pay tithes, you know. When they pay 10%, it ain't no dollar. When they receive their 10%, remember, the Latter-day Saints, 15 million. The World Council Churches is 500 million members. The Catholic Church is double that. So now you see why they got so much space and they got comfort seats that you can get in there and fall and go to sleep. So you get in there, you fall and go to sleep and watch all them people look like somebody else. Because that's on you. But we'll take care of that a little bit later. Now, you see what Paul did? But look what Paul said out of his own mouth. Now, mother, what did Paul say out of his own mouth in 24:14 of Acts? And young lion, help me, 1 John 21-29 waiting on me. Now, mother. Hey, Marie. What did Paul say out of his own mouth, 24:14? of Acts.
The book of Acts.
Out of his own mouth.
The book of Acts, chapter 24, verse 14. But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call Hesed, so worship I the Yahweh of my Father, believing all things which are written in this law and in the seer.
Hey, yes. He said, I got to confess. He said, I believe everything that's written in the law and in the seal. But you teach that Paul have done away with everything. Paul brought a new thing. No, Paul said, I got to confess. I believe everything that is written in the law and in the seal. Now, look at that. Now, how many times your preacher out of the Catholic Church read that verse? Can't remember, huh? You ain't going to remember. Because it tells the story. Paul kept the Sabbath day. Your church keep Sunday. That's blasphemy. I go out to the Bible. Let's go a little further. Let's go to Acts 28, verse 23 and 31, mother. Now, mother, you want to read this.
Acts 28.
You're just on the some read. Acts 28, verse 23 and 31.
The book of Acts, chapter 28, verses 23 and 31. Acts 28, verse 23. And when they had appointed him a day there, came many to him unto his lodging, to whom he expound and testify the kingdom of Yahweh, persuaded him concerning Yahweh the Son, both out of the law of Moses and out of the seal, from morning till evening. Verse 31. And teaching the kingdom of Yahweh, and teaching those things which concern the Yahweh, the Son, with all confidence, no man forbidding him.
So he said his teaching was not being raptured away, up and away, going off to another planet. He said his teaching about the kingdom. Same thing Peter asked, and we're not going to read in 1 verse 6. Well, for the WCC, we might well read 1 verse 6, mother. So Paul's teaching was about the kingdom. Not a rapture. Not you going to leave here. You ain't leaving here. You're going to remain here. But some of you are going to be taken, and some of you are going to be left here. But the one going to be taken is going to die. That's where you're going. But the one that the righteous and the just is going to be here, according to when Peter looked at the Son before he got it in his clouds and went back to sit on the right on his father, right hand of his father. Peter, the lead spokesman for the children of Israel, looked the Son eyeball to eyeball in 1 verse 6. And he said something. And what did he say, mother, that we can read?
In Acts 1 verse 6.
Yeah, yes, ma'am. He looked the Son eyeball to eyeball, and he said something to him. And what happened in 1 verse 6?
The book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 6. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Yahweh, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel?
You see, tell you exactly. See this ratchet away, up and away. That is a teaching from Satan the devil. The ones that looked him eyeball to eyeball and say, they knew he was going back to the right hand of the Father. But they knew, are you going to return the kingdom again back to him? Yeah. You want to know? Who are you going to turn the kingdom back? When are we going to get it again? He said, you can't get it again until the boss of your true Israelites start teaching and get your mind right. Let's only come get your mind right. Don't worry about no up and away, because that's teaching from Satan the devil. That's coming out of the Catholic Church and the Latter-day Saints teaching. You're not going up and away. You're going to be here. And those that is left will be here, and the ones that's taken going to be taken to our mother. Go and read what it'll be taken to your mother. 6:24. Now here go the ones that's going to be taken. The ones going to be left going to be in the kingdom. The one that's going to be taken is going to be in Isaiah 66:24. Here go the ones that are going to be taken. Here, this is where they're going to be at. You said, well, I sure want to be taken. Okay, you keep doing the Roman Catholic and the Latter-day Saints, you will be taken. But we're going to show you why you will be taken to, that we can read together. 66:24 of Isaiah.
The book of read Isaiah. The book of Isaiah, chapter 66, verse 24. Verse 24 reads, and they shall go forth and look upon the causes of men that have transgressed against me. But their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched. And they shall be an harbor and a horror unto all flesh.
So mother, the ones that's going to be taken, what are going to be taken to, mother?
They're going to be taken to where the worms don't die.
So the ones that's going to be taken is going to the fire. That's where you're going to. So you want to come take you? Yeah, he going to take you. To the fire. The one that's left will be in the kingdom. So the one that's going to be taken, you go on to the fire. And what you mean? Big Timothy Dolan out of New York, what you mean? Precept that, mother. Let's see. Precept that to Matthew 25:30-46.
Matthew or Mark?
Yeah, 25. See, you woke up Big Timothy Dolan out of the Roman Catholic Church over there in New York now. See, we know we're going to wake up the best of them. Understand one thing. We all going to read the Bible. See, whoever teaching you going, you're going to be leaving here. That's not written in the Bible, you're going to be leaving here. We're going to tell you who give you that teaching shortly. So, in 25:30, mother, can you help those see out in 25:30? Matthew 25:30.
Book of Matthew, chapter 25:30. And cast ye the unprofitable servant unto outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
He said, an unprofitable servant is going into outer darkness. And what's going on in that outer darkness is going to be weeping and gnashing the gums. You'll be bumping them gums up in that. That way you're going. Verse 46.
And these shall go away into everlasting punishment. But the righteous unto life eternal.
So, mother, if they don't get it right, where is the right, where is the wicked going to that don't get it right? Where they going?
The everlasting punishment and the fire.
the one that come clean and say, well, in ignorance I was doing Sunday and change the Sabbath day and get back up under the true teaching, where are they going, Mother, according to verse 46?
They're going to, okay.
They here.
They're going to eternal life. Okay. Life eternal.
Well, Mother, you couldn't tell them no better than that. So regardless, what the young lion would have said, oh, wow, you couldn't tell them no better than that. That's exactly it. So that's simple as that. Paul said, in ignorance I did it. I thought I was doing right, but I was wrong. See, you don't have to clean, you millers in the Catholic Church. That's Israelite descent. You want to come clean. You've been worshiping man. You're not worshiping the body at all. And you're going to pay the price. Now, here comes the son in the body. He's going to pull that verse in the book of the 9th chapter, verse 42, down to verse 50. Now, we're going to see, my brother Micaiah. So he's going to pull this verse in Mark chapter 9, 42 down to verse 50. Now, listen. The son pulled the book pulled out of Isaiah. Let's see what he said. You said, what did my pastor say? But won't you see what he said? Let's see what he said that we can read in Mark chapter 9, 42 down to verse 50. Listen to this. Come on, y'all, line, bring it.
Okay, we're going over to the book of Mark chapter 9. We're going to read verse 42 down to verse 50. Mark chapter 9, verse 42 reads, whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he were cast into the sea. Verse 43. And if your hand offend you, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. Verse 44. Where their worm dieth not, and their fire is not quenched. 45. And if your foot offend you, cut it off. It is better for you to enter halt into life than having 2 feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. Verse 46. Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Verse 47. And if your eye offend you, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter into the kingdom of Yahweh with one eye than having 2 eyes to be cast into hell fire. Verse 48. Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Verse 49. For everyone shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. Verse 50. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost its saltiness, wherewith will you season it? Have salt in yourselves, and have peace one with another.
You see? So there you go. So now you will ask your preacher, what learn what he said plain. If you don't keep what this Bible says, you're going to the fire. Simple as that, you're going to the fire.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Huh? Now, remember, we read, let me might read it again. So you be clear about it. Let's go to the 1560 book. We're going to the Geneva Bible. The Geneva Bible and read. You can read out of the King James Bible, the Geneva Bible, 1560. What is it say we can read, young lines? The 17th chapter. This is the entire prophecy, 1 through 9. Let's see what Bible got written in 17th chapter of Revelation 1 through 9.
Then we're going to read the footnotes. Then we're going to see what did the seventh from heaven said that happens every day in the third book of Enoch in the 26th chapter, verse 12. What happens every day? Let's see what it affects itself. We look at the Geneva Bible, 1561-9. Read that, young man. Read it.
All right. We're going over to the Book of Revelation, chapter 17, verse 1-9. Read from the we're gonna read the footnotes from the Geneva Bible. Revelation chapter 17, verse 1 reads, "And there came one of the seven ministering spirits, one of the seven angels, which had the seven vows, and talked with me, saying unto me, Come here, I will show unto you the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. Verse 2, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. Verse 3, so he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet covered beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. Verse 4, and the woman was arrayed in purple, and scarlet color, and decked with gold, and precious stones, and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abomination, and filthiness of her fornication. Verse 5, and upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. Verse 6, and I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints, and with the blood of the myrtles of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. Verse 7, and the angel said unto me, Wherefore did you marvel? I would tell you the mystery of the woman, and of the beast that cries her, that carries her, which hath the seven heads and ten horns. Verse 8, the beast that you saw was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was, and is not, and yet is. Verse 9. And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. Okay, we're going over.
And in the Bible, the 1560, what is the footnote says about this, who this woman is, right here in the Geneva Bible, 1560. The seer ain't saying anything. That's the young lion doing the read. I'm just only commenting. What's going on in the footnote?
Okay, we're reading from the Geneva Bible from the year 1560. And we're going to read the footnotes from Revelation chapter 17, verse 1 down to verse 9. And it reads, the woman is the Antichrist, after that is the Pope, which is whole body of his filthy creatures, as it is expounded.
Yeah. And now you want to tie and pedal the six anointed cap by bringing you information. Oh, you know, I love to catch the old seer and take his head and just run it. I got a memo said, see, you know, I'd like to take your head and put it in my arm and run it into a tree. Why you want to run my head into a tree? For reading that? Yeah. See? So you see what you're going to get? You're going to get all this right here. And all we're doing is reading the Bible. Now, watch, mother, before you read that third book of Enoch, Seven from Heaven, I want to go and see, did Paul mention about a person's name going to be Enoch? And mother, hand me the 19th chapter of Revelation 1, 2, and 3. But I want to find out, is anybody named Enoch on the right side of the book? Let's go to 11th chapter, verse 1. Brother Mikhail, let's read a little bit. we want to read down to his name. And then we'll be able to pull him out what he said. Now, Paul was raised from the womb. What did Paul say in 11 chapter 1 through 6? But I specifically want to hear a name that we're getting ready to read in the third book of Enoch. But I need to hear a name. Now, if Paul talking, remember, Paul was raised from the womb. So if you don't want to go with Paul, why you go with Paul all the time? Paul talking here, the 11th chapter, 1 through 6. What do you say that we can read yet, Brother Micaiah? Brother Micaiah, Hebrews chapter 11, 1 through 6.
I'm sorry, okay. The book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1 down to verse 6. The book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1 reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Verse 2, "For by it the elders attained a good report." Verse 3, "Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of Yahuwah, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." Verse 4. "By faith Abel offered unto Yahuwah a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, Yahuwah testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh." Verse 5. "By faith Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found, because Yahuwah had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony, that he pleased Yahuwah." Verse 6. "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to Yahuwah must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him."
That's a big jump. So now, you see, Enoch is quoted by Paul. He said, but look, if you ain't got faith, he said, it's impossible to believe. He said, Enoch told you in his book that he would be back, but he ain't went nowhere. Right now, he's on earth right now. But, you know, he ain't went up and away neither.
Mm-hmm.
That's another lesson. Mm-hmm. Enoch said he'll be here. And we just read, Paul said, he did not die. Enoch did not die. He'll be here. So Enoch is writing this. He's going to bear witness to this in the third book of Enoch, 26:12. Look what Enoch got written. So we find out the one that been teaching you all this bad stuff, eating hog on January the 1st, not the New Year's, eating all this bad food, got you the wrong date, wrong name, and he said, well, purple, it was purple and red, and he sits on seven hills, seven mountains. That's the Vatican City all day long. But you can't believe it. It says the Pope. Look, and Pope have a visitor every day in the week. Did you know that? You know, Pope worships every day in the week. Let's see who he worshiped that Enoch wrote that he worshiped every day in the week. 26 verse 12, third book of Enoch.
Third book of Enoch. The third book of Enoch, chapter 26, verse number 12. Verse number 12 reads, "Why are they called seraphim? Because they burn the writing tables of Satan. Every day Satan sits together with Samuel, the prince of Rome." And with
the prince of Rome is the Pope. The prince of Rome is the Pope. Now, he writing this way back here before the flood. He called the name. Every day, Satan the devil visit the Pope of Rome. Every day, the prince. He don't take no days off. He always visits the Pope of Rome. Is that what we read?
That's what we read.
Not once a week, but he visits him every day.
Hallelujah.
Is the business. Yeah. Read that again. Listen.
All right.
Call out where you read it.
All right. We're going to back to the book of, third book of Enoch, chapter 26, verse number 12. Verse 12 reads, why are they called seraphim? Because they burn the writing tables of Satan. Every day Satan sits together with Samuel, the Pope of Rome, and with Dubail, the Prince of Persia. And they write down the sins of Israel on their writing tables, which they hand over to the seraphim, so that the seraphim can present them to the righteous one, blessed be he, so that he should eliminate, destroy Israel from the world. But the seraphim know the secrets of the righteous one, blessed be he. They know that he does not want the people of Israel to perish. What do the seraphim do about this? Every day they receive the tablets from the hand of Satan, and they burn them in the burning fire, which is near the high and exalted throne. They do this in order that the tablet should not come before the righteous one, blessed be he, when he is sitting upon the throne of judgment, judging the entire world in truth.
You see that? So you see, every day, Satan, the devil himself, come and find Catholic Church head man. Every day. And all Satan, what about them six anointed campus bosses though to his life? We got everybody else, right? Yeah. Well, how you got everybody else? I mean, who calling his name four levels? I don't. Everybody else calling the Lord God, Jesus, and Allah, and Buddha. But what do the six anointed camps call him? By his true name, YHWH. How long before we going to have some of them? You're not going to get up. Because we know what you're working with. We read what you're working with. We know everything come out your mouth is from Satan the devil.
Mm-hmm.
You and the latter day.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't show us anything. And you know you're not going to open no book up. All thing you're going to use is different tactics to try to take this ministry down. And we already know what kind of tactics you're going to use. Let's read it, young lion. Let's go to the 12th chapter, verse 9, down to verse 17. But he leads you a little tidbit there. John was told that you was going to do. So when we go to the 12th chapter, verse 9 of Revelation down to verse 17, we just see what the Bible says, what you own, and know that you ain't going to change. Okay. Revelation 12, verse 9 to 17. Y'all lying, Micaiah, come on.
The book of Revelation chapter 12. Verse 9 down to verse 17. Verse 9 reads, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength in the kingdom of our Yahuwah, and the power of his Yahuwah the Son. Accuser of our brothers is cast down, which accuses them before our Yahuwah day and night. Verse 11. If they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Verse 12. Therefore rejoice, you heaven, and you that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down into you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Verse 13. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman, which brought forth the man child. Verse 14. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time and time and half a time from the face of the serpent. Verse 15. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. Verse 16. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. Verse 17. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which kept the laws of Yahuwah and had the testimony of Yahuwah the Son.
He went to make war. He went to make. Now, who keeping the laws and the covenant of Yahuwah the Son of the Father? The voice of the true Israelite.
Hallelujah.
We use his name. We keep the Sabbath day. We doing it. So he gonna make war. So this ain't gonna be no cakewalk. He gonna make war with your closest loved one in your family. Your closest loved one in your family. They gonna get in their head and make war with you. But you gotta take a deep breath and say, well, what the Bible say? They knew them. I don't wanna hear that Bible. Yeah. And there you go. And that's the game changer. When they tell you, I don't want to hear that Bible. Huh? How are they going to say? So they ain't got nothing that they can't put on their case with the Bible open. They're going to tell you, I don't want to hear that Bible. I've been a Catholic church member. I'm going to die a Catholic church member. There's nothing you can do but wipe your ass. That's how it's going to happen. You think you'll get a pat on the back? Yeah. You ain't getting no pat on the back. Now, Mo, before you read that, what you getting ready to read, I got to get something that Paul did after he untaught. He done some good things. But Paul, alarm clock went off in the book of Acts. His alarm clock went off, mother. I thought he was teaching real good. Paul was teaching real good. But all of a sudden, his alarm clock went off. In the book of Acts, chapter 18, mother, his alarm clock went off. And let's see, what did he say when his alarm clock went off? In the 18th chapter, verse 19 down to verse 21. Now, Paul was teaching real good at this such place as you can begin to read. But all of a sudden, this alarm clock went off. Let's see what told him to do that we can read. Acts chapter 18, 19 down to verse 21.
The book of Acts chapter 18, verse 19 to 21. Acts chapter 18, verse 19. And he came to Ephesus and left them there. But he himself entered into the synagogue temple and reasoned with the young Jews. Verse 20. When they desired him to tarry a long time with them, he consented not. Verse 21. But bid them farewell, saying, I must by all means keep this thief that come and shall thou Judah. But I will return again unto you, if Yahweh will. And he sailed from Ephesus. Verse 22. That's it.
That's it. So, see, Paul's alarm clock went off. His alarm clock went off. He was teaching good. But he said, oh, a feast day coming up. You know what you pay, no, never mind. You don't pay the feast days, no, never mind, right? Paul kept the feast days. the one you call your Lord Jesus Christ kept the feast days. Paul alone went off. He says, by all means, I got to keep this feast. So Paul kept the feast days. That's written in Leviticus 23. Yahweh the Son kept the feast days. That's written. You don't keep no feast days. You don't follow him at all no time, do you? You keep Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, and you eat all. And you mad. What you mad about? We trying to save your life. You drowning. We trying to save your life. We throwing the lifeguard over to you to try to pull you up. You don't want to come up. You want to know that you've been worshiping in ignorance. And you mad and you want to take the seal head and run into the tree? Huh? Huh? Why? We show you what the Bible says. Paul kept the feast days. Mm-hmm. Yahweh the Son kept the feast. Read that mother in the 10th chapter, verse. Read what the Son did. He kept the feast days. You don't keep no feast days. You keep everything a man on says. Huh? And the 10th chapter.
John.
Yeah. St. John chapter 10. Okay, you
verse 22.
Yeah, 22 and 23. Let's see what he did.
You thank God. Saying,
let's see what the song is. 10, verse 22 and 23.
Chapter 10, verse 22 and verse 23. Thank John, chapter 10, verse 22. And Yahweh the Son walked in, verse 22. And it was at Jerusalem, out of Judah, the feast of the dedication. And it was winter, verse 23. And Yahweh the Son walked in the temple of Solomon's porch.
See that? He kept the feast. You don't keep no feast days in the Bible. You keep everything a man done told you. And you mad. Why you mad? We're trying to save your life. To get to where you want to get to, you got to mirror what's written in the Bible. You can't keep on being mirror what a man done told you. That'll get you cut off. You mad. Why you mad? Now, mother, read End Time Prophecy now. Give me that 1, 2, and 3, what is it, 19 chapters? Do you understand 13. That? Yeah, whatever I said, I forgot now, because I was in the spirit of Yahweh. But we know the young lion wrote it down anyway. I know the verses 19, 1, 2, and 3 of Revelation. We know the young lion wrote it down anyway. But what it says in 19, chapter 1, 2, and 3?
Okay, 19.
Prophecy.
Okay, Revelation.
Pull this off of hey, Mother E, only one gonna pull this off is you. You can be the only one to pull this off. 19, 1, 2, and 3.
Okay. The book of Revelation, chapter 19, verse 1, 2, and 3. And after these things,
yep.
I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, alas, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Yahweh, our Yahweh. Verse 2. For truth and righteousness are his judgment. For he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servant at her hand. Verse 3. And again they said, Elias, and here, and her smoke rose up for ever and ever.
I'll read verse 2 again, Mother.
Okay. Revelation chapter 19, verse 2 reads, "For truth and righteousness are his judgment, but he has judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and has avenged the blood of his servants at her hand."
You mean that Bible told that? Yeah, you got a day coming, but you got to do right. He have judged the great whore that have corrupt the whole world with a fornication. And we talking, help me out there, young lad, Wisdom of Solomon, what is 1614, 1612? What kind of fornication have he corrupt? What are we talking about? How he corrupt? Hey, help me out there, young lad. I'm struggling right now. And the Wisdom of Solomon, he said this whore have corrupted the whole earth with his fornication. What are you talking about? Wise man of the world. Well, I'll give you the answer. Will you believe what Solomon said? What fornication have he did that we can read? Help me out there, young lad.
The Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 14, verse number 12. Verse 12 reads, "For the devising of idols was the beginning of spiritual fornication, and inventions of them the corruption of life."
Spiritual fornication. I mean spiritually. Got your mind. Got your mind. You believe. He unjust the great whore. He said, "I got him." What great whore he got? Come back to that Geneva Bible and give me the footnote. What whore did he told John? But John was marvelous at that. But John keep writing, "But I got this great whore. I'm going to get him." But my mouth got to be out there in the airways for his mouth is a seer. You hear the mouth of Yahuwah through the seal. He said, "I got that great whore. I got him. I'm going to grab that great whore." And who is the great whore? According to the Geneva Bible, the footnote, 17:1 through 9. We didn't read the 17:1 through 9 no more. But we want to read who is this that he took hold to. He told John, "I got him. Don't worry, John. I'm going to get him." We got to wait till voices of the true Israelites start putting it out there and give them a chance to know the truth. If they don't do right, it's okay. I'm going to burn them with him. I got him. But no, bring it.
Reading from the Geneva Bible in the year 1560, the footnotes about the whore. The woman is the Antichrist. That is the Pope, which is the whole body of the filthy creature as it is expounded.
My. You mean all them people they be running behind? You mean that mystery? Yeah, that's the mystery thing, right? That's the mystery. But it tells you plainly in 2 Thessalonians, 5 through 12, young lion. Look what he says here. Look, do you know when we come this airway 6 nights a week? Tomorrow, no class. Tuesday, no class now. We know everybody get happy, but if one day, no class. But guess what? On Pal Talk, all them young lions will be on Pal Talk. A lot of the members be on prayer talk at 8 o'clock. And they be talking some Bibles. Tomorrow at 8 o'clock. But still going to be quiet. Get ready for Wednesday. Huh? So you see, we come humble. We show you what the Bible says. He told John, "Don't marvel. I got this whore. This whore have corrupt the world with her fornication, spiritually, You got your mind. You know, you know what Joe Frazier said? If I beat that body, that head will come to me. he got your mind. You don't want no fringes. And you know what the Bible says? Hey, Mother, read what the Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 5 and 12. You don't pay the Bible no never mind. What did the Bible say, Mother? And Deuteronomy 22, verse 5 and 12. Mother,
Deuteronomy chapter 22. Verse 5 and 12. The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment. For all that do so are abomination unto the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. Verse 12. Thus shall make the fringes upon the four quarters of thy vestments, wherewith thou cover thyself.
You see that? The woman should not wear what's pertaining to a man. You know, a man wear pants. Well, see, folks, I got to work in my pants. Okay, good. Work in your pants. But leave them pants in that locker room when you come out of there. Put your fringes on and come on out the door. Yeah. Oh, I can chase men over fences. Okay, do that. Put your pants on. I can kick a couple men around. Okay, do it. But when your job is over with, you put them pants down and you put on that dress with them fringes on it. Yeah? Yeah? Now you're in the will of Yahweh. Now, where in the Catholic Church or the Latter-day Saints, they tell you that. Matter of fact, the Latter-day Saints are so slick, they tell them they got some miracle garments under your clothes. Under your clothes. But what does the Bible tell you to do? Mother, what it tell you in Matthew 5, 15 and 16? The Latter-day Saints, 16 million members. They tell you that you got to be baptized and you all got to show me what you're making and give me 10% of that money. Good. He said, you also got to get this. You got to buy these miracle underwear that we got for you. Well, where are we wearing that? Fringes? No. We're going to make you some up and you have the blessings of our Lord Jesus Christ. Where we'll put them at? Under your clothes. Under my clothes. And you wear them every day. You see what I got? So go on your computer and find out. Just put in your computer. Don't get jumping up and down. I know it's a secret to you. Put in Latter-day Saints undergarments. Miracle undergarments. And see what your computer tell you about them. You got to wear them every day under your clothes. But is that contrary to the Bible? What did Yahuwah say that we read in Matthew chapter 5, 15 and 16? Where's that, Mother?
Matthew chapter 5, verse 15 and verse 16. Verse 15. Neither do man light a candle and put it under a bush, but on a candlestick, and it gives light unto all that are in the house. Verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Young man, You got to take it from there. Hey, Mother, you still there?
I'm still here.
Yeah, well, the young lion been muked out. We got to mute somebody else here. We gonna mute the young lion. He's through talking for tonight. On what you just got through doing.
So, you want to go?
Brother Titus. You still got your Brother Titus microphone on you? Yes, sir. He's through talking for the night, too. So, Mother Z, I know Mother Z got to have plenty of faith behind this, whatever the Almighty put on her.
Yeah, hey, Mother Z. Ain't coming on.
Okay. All right, we'll catch your winds tonight for some over there. So, you don't see, this word is a load. Mother. So, on the way, but they tell you plainly in Sirach 425, Mother. What do they say in Sirach 425, Mother?
Sirach chapter 425. Okay. Book of Sirach, chapter 4, verse 25, read. Sirach, chapter 4, verse 25. And no wise speak against the truth, but be a basis of the error of thine ignorance.
You folks speak against the truth. You know, right now, you got people all the world over 800,000 strong listening. And when you bring this back to your loved ones, say, what? Your loved ones is going to turn on you. But it told you that was going to happen. Let's go to Matthew chapter 24, verse 7. Down to 14, Mother. See, we let you know we come on the airways humble. We're not anti anybody. But Yahweh has blessed this ministry to show you what the Bible is really saying. It's up to you.
Matthew 24.
Matthew 4, 7 down to verse 14. What it say, Mo?
Matthew 4, 7 to 14. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Matthew chapter 4, verse 7 to 14. Verse 7, read.
No, 24.
Matthew chapter 24, verse 7 to 14. Okay. Matthew chapter 24, verse 7. For nations shall rise against nations, and kingdoms against kingdoms. And there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. Verse 8. All these are the beginning of sorrow. Verse 9. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Verse 10. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Verse 11. And many false fears shall rise, and shall deceive many. Verse 12.
Well, many false popes and bishops and teachers going to deceive many. So many false teachers and bishops, they're going to deceive many, Mother. Read that verse again.
Okay. And many false teachers, deacons, and preachers shall rise and shall deceive many. Okay. Verse 12. And because of iniquity, sin shall abide. The love of many shall wax cold. Verse 13. But he that shall endure it unto the end, the same shall be saved. Verse 14. And this covenant of the kingdom shall be taught in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
He said this word got to be taught everywhere. Is this going to happen? So those that understand this thing, we got to get this word out everywhere. We need to be on everybody's radio broadcast, everybody's computers. And once they understand this word have got in their ears, if they reject it, that ain't on you. It's on them. But they got to hear what we putting out through the page of the book called Voices of the True Israelites. They got to hear. Now, if they reject, that's on them. Your job is to make sure they don't hurt it. Because when you stand against the Almighty, you're going to say, well, I never heard that. Yes, you did. You rejected it. Matter of fact, you start telling me about what we used to do. But now my eyes is open now. I can see better. I can see that I was on the wrong day. I can see I'm supposed to be having fringes on. I can see that his true name is YHW, not Lord God Jesus Christ. I can see the most wicked organization on the planet with the lies is coming from the Catholic Church that and every other religion sprung from that. I can see it now. See? I can see it. My eyes is open. My spiritual eyes is open. I can see the truth. Mm-hmm. I can see what he said, the blessed 7 days. When the sun go down on Friday, the sun go down on Saturday. So but why are we keeping Sunday? I mean, I can see past that. For the 15th chapter 1 through 9, Mother, of Matthew. See, now I can read the Bible, my sister. Huh? You ain't got to tar and feather the old seal and run his head into the tree. But look, sister, would you read this? Would you just read Matthew 15, 1 through 9? Read that, Mother. Hey, Mother E. Just tell your sister or your brother, why don't you read Matthew chapter 15, 1 through 9? What does it say, Mother?
The book of Matthew, chapter 15, verses 1 through 9, verse 1. Then came to Joshua the son, scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, why do their followers, the disciples, transgress the traditions of the elders? For they washed not their hands when they eat bread. Verse 3. But he answered and said unto them, why do you also transgress the commandments of Yahweh by your tradition? Verse 4. For Yahweh commanded, saying, honor thy father and mother. And he that curses father or mother, let him die to death. Verse 5. But ye say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift, by whatsoever thus might it be profited by me. Verse 6. And honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of Yahweh of no effect by your tradition. Verse 7. You hypocrites, well did Isaac the seer of you saying, this people draw nigh unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their mind is far from me. Verse 9. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of man.
He said, in vain you worship me. You're teaching the commandments of men. Man told you to keep Sunday and Lord God and Jesus. The Bible didn't tell you that. There wasn't no English thought about 449 A.D. English became official language in 1382. John put his pen down in 96 A.D. And at the time, it was no English. So the name replaced the YHWH was Lord, God, Jesus, Allah, and Buddha. No such names in John's days. When John put his pen down in 1:17 through 19 and 4:1, it was nothing about a name called Jesus. Jesus is a made-up word. It was no J until the middle of the 1500s, and that came from the I, and the I come from the Y. When you called on Jesus, you've been manipulated from the Catholic Church, the whore that sits on many waters. Read the 17th chapter, mother, verse 15 and 18. The Bible tells you the whole story. We come humble. But do you believe the Bible? Revelation 17, verse 15 and 18. Now watch this. That's what the Bible says. Revelation chapter 17, verse 15 and 18.
The book of Revelation, chapter 17, verses 15 and verse 18. Revelation, chapter 17, verse 15. And he said unto me, the water which thou sawest, where the whore cities are people, and multitudes, and nations, and tongues. Verse 16. And the ten horns with thy...
Hold on, mother. Read verse 15 again and read verse 18. 15, 18. So this woman, which you saw it, where the horse sit, which is the pork. The pork. That's okay. Pretty good. That's right. Hey, every January, eat all the hog and get your mouth on, right? You put a big old pig and put some cranberry sauce and some pineapple on top of it and eat that pig everywhere you can get it. But the Leviticus chapter 11 said, don't eat it, don't touch it. See? See? And we try to save your life, and you want to run old seer head into the tree. Tar and feather him. Run his head into the tree. And you read the Bible. So now he's going to break down the same thing was told in the Geneva Bible. about the woman before. Would you believe, mother? Mother, get ready to read verse 17, 15 again. They're going to tell you exactly what you don't want to hear, but the Bible says it's still there. Verse 15 again, mother.
Revelation chapter 17, verse 15. And he said unto me, the water which thou sawest, where the whore cities are people, and multitudes, and nations, and tongues. Did I say it?
No, woman sits over peoples, nations, multitude of countries. The woman. Now, don't you know every king that are elected got to go to the baptist room and bow his knee down and kiss the Pope ring? See, look at this. John marvel at this. This woman is over nation, peoples, tongues, I mean languages. That's why he speaks so many languages there. Because he over so many peoples. Read verse 15 one more time, mother. One more time. This is Revelation 17, 15, end time prophecy. What is it saying, verse 15?
And he said unto me, the water which thou sawest, where the whore cities are people, and multitudes, and nations, and tongues.
But yeah. Is it right there? Do the Pope have that kind of power? Yes. Got their own city called the Vatican City. Verse 18.
Verse 18. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigns over the kings of the earth.
That woman you saw, the Pope, rules over kingdoms of earth. Don't they have a summit right now that's in the Vatican City? That every king, every religion got to come and learn from us. Who is you? The Roman Catholic. He said, we're going to set up three big old monuments. A great big temple for all the Muslims, all the Christians. He said, everybody will come to learn from us. What you going to teach them? What do you think we're going to teach them? We're going to teach them about some Lord God and Jesus. But if you're going to teach them about, 25:41 of Matthew, I don't know. Hey, mother, what it says in Matthew 25:41, are you going to teach them this that's in Matthew 25:41? What it says, mother?
Okay, the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse 41 reads, Matthew 25:41. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, unto everlasting fire. Prepare for the devil and his ministering spirit, his angel.
You see that? He's going to say, those you're going to continue to follow the Catholic Church and the Latter-day Saints, he going to say, you on the left. He was apart from me. You going into everlasting fire. That was already prepared for the devil and his angels. You are crapped up and you will end up with him. Hey, what's that? Matthew 25:41. Have your pastor ever read that to you? If you on the left hand of the covenant, you going into the fire. Everlasting fire, the path for the devil and his wicked angels, and the path for you and the Pope. Y'all all going into that fire. That's right there, Matthew 25:41. That's up to you. We just breathe what the Bible saying.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mother, in Zechariah 7, verse 12. What do Zechariah, you see how the seer talk? What do Zechariah 7, verse 12 say?
Okay. Zechariah chapter 7.
Yeah, verse 12. What do that say?
Zechariah chapter 7, verse 12. They made their mind as an adamant stone, lest they should hear the law and the words which the Yahweh of hosts has sent in his spirit by this former seer. Therefore come a great wrath from the Yahweh of hosts.
He said, Yahweh spoke this word by his former seers. He told them all. And all we do is rehearsing what he said. He said, he gave the word to the seers to tell you, but you ain't going to pay him no never mind. Let's go to Ezekiel 33, mother. Verse 30 down to verse 33. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 30. Down to 33. He said, when I had something to say, I had nothing to say to Latter-day Saints Joseph Smith. I spoke to my seers of Israel. Joseph Smith and the Pope is not Israelites. They're not from none of the 12 tribes of Israel. They from the descendants of Esau. Genesis 25:25. We'll take care of that Wednesday night. Remember, no class tomorrow. Wednesday night we'll take care of that. He haven't said nothing to the Pope. Satan speak to the Pope. We read that. When Yahweh speak, the one from heaven, he speak to the seals of Israel. I'm an Israelite. That's why you're hearing this message. He said nothing to Joseph Smith. And all one visit the Pope at Rome and the Vatican City is Satan the devil. He tell you eat hog and keep Sunday. He say you're going to be wearing purple and red. And you have power. Now who fit that? Vatican City, purple and red with power and a golden cup. And they tell you about Lord God Jesus Christ. Who do that? See? Who do it? What you read, mother? Ezekiel 33.
Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 30 to 33.
Yeah, what
did
it say?
Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 30. Also, thou son of man, the children of the people, they are talking against thee by the walls and in the doors of the houses and speaking one to another, everyone to his brother, saying, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from the Yahweh. Verse 31. And they come unto thee as the people come, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their mind goes after their covenant. Verse 32. And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that has a pleasant voice and can play well on the instrument. For they hear thy words, but they do them not. Verse 33. And when this comes to pass, lo, it will come, then shall they know that a seer has been among them.
You know, sooner or later, we don't know where you'll be at, what you might be doing, might be driving your car, whatever. Sooner or later, it's going to dawn on you if a seer is in your midst. And he'll hit you all at once. Read verse 32 again, mother.
Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 32 reads, and lo, that thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that had a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. For they hear thy words, but they do them not.
Okay, read a bit more. Read a bit more. I'm looking for a word. Read the next verse.
Verse 33. And when this comes to pass, lo, it will come. Then shall they know that a seer has been among them.
Well, I'm missing a word, Mother. Come back up again. I'm missing a word. I want to tie it in. Come back up to verse number
33.
Yeah, I'm looking for a word, Mother. Read verse
33. I'm going to read it all over again. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 30. Also, the son of man, the children of the people, still are talking against thee by the walls and in the doors of the houses, and speaking one to another, every one to his brother, saying, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from thee, Yahweh. Verse 31. And they come unto thee as the people come, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear your word, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their mind goes after their covenant.
Thank you. That's what I want. Their covenant. You know the definition of the word covenant? Look it up on your computer. A covenant having or showing a great posture or something that belongs to somebody else. Covenant, they show that covenant. That means they grab things that belong to somebody else and run with it like they got part of it. And that's exactly what the Catholic Church have did. They have covered the children of Israel to this day. And you believe that somebody is speaking to them. Yeah, Satan the devil. They covenant. They uncovenant your word and tell you, you African-American, Negro, and color, and you are the 12 tribes of Israel. Mm-hmm. And they uncovered that, and you think you are Christian and the 12 tribes, and you're not the 12 tribes of Israel, you just African-American, and Negro, and black, and color. They uncovered your identity right now. You think the word was given to them. That's how they don't be with you. Give me Galatians 1, 6 through 9, the closing statement, Mother. Galatians chapter 1, 6 through 9, and we'll shut it down to Wednesday night. Galatians 1, 6 down to verse 9, then you got the last statement. I'm through with it until Wednesday at 6 o'clock. Galatians chapter 1, 6 down to verse 9. Where did you say that, Mother?
Galatians chapter 1, verse 9,
and I catch everybody Wednesday at 6 o'clock. Come on.
Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. Galatians chapter 1, verse 6. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you unto the grace of Yahweh, unto another gospel covenant. Verse 7, which is not another, but there be some that troubles you and would pervert the covenant of Yahweh's son. Verse 8, but though we are an angel from heaven teaching any other subject unto you than that which we have taught unto you, let him be a curse. Verse 9. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man teaches any other covenant unto you, than that ye have received.